It's Tuesday, April 21st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A U.S. district judge has awarded $450,000 in attorney's fees and expenses to the American Humanist Association as part of a 2013 lawsuit against a school district, reports Fox South Carolina. The Greenville, South Carolina school district allowed students to pray at graduation ceremonies. The district will probably appeal the decision to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. In recent developments, Algerian North African Christian churches may be forced underground. Government officials are refusing to approve any place of worship for the Christian church meeting in Algeria, according to a news release from International Christian Concern. Canada is recovering from its worst mass murder on record. 18 people were shot and killed by a mass murderer in Nova Scotia on Sunday morning. Authorities are seeking a motive, chief of which was a heart that was deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. On Monday afternoon, oil prices dropped at the steepest rates in recorded history, with benchmark U.S. crude oil scheduled for May delivery falling to negative $3.70 per barrel, reports the Associated Press. June deliveries dropped to a more reasonable $21 a barrel. Inflation adjusted, these are the lowest prices since 1998. The blue chips responded to the reports with a loss of nearly 600 points on the Dow. The U.S. Census Bureau reports a drop in retail sales in March of 8.7%, the worst drop in history, reports the retail leader. The clothing sector saw its biggest drop of 50.5%. Neiman Marcus, JCPenney, and Macy's are on the verge of bankruptcy now. This may mean an end to the lesbian display at the annual Macy's Thanksgiving parade. There is some good news in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Over 360 homosexual pride marches and festivals have been canceled or postponed worldwide, according to the spreadsheet controlled by the European Pride Organizers Association. God speaks in Ezekiel 16, verses 50 to 51, "As I live, says the Lord God, neither your sister Sodom nor her daughters have done as you and your daughters have done. They were haughty and committed abominations before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw fit." New data from Stanford University now indicates a death rate for the coronavirus comparable to the flu. A new study conducted by Stanford University has finally provided an incidence rate for the coronavirus in a population. The study was conducted in Santa Clara County with a data set of 3,330 random tests for the COVID-19 virus. Based on the deaths recorded by California State for the same county during the same period, the death rate for the coronavirus is estimated now at 0.1%, which is the CDC-published rate for influenza. Some are suggesting now that the fear, the worldwide quarantine, the worldwide economic collapse was initiated by a science lacking sufficient data. One of the authors of the study, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, was interviewed by Peter Robinson at the Hoover Institution over the weekend. Robinson asked Dr. Bhattacharya to react to a claim made by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's speaking early last month. Quote, "The flu has a mortality rate of 0.1%, 0.1%. This," meaning COVID-19, "this has a mortality rate of 10 times that," close quote. "And your results say..."
"It's about the same as the flu on that order. We're presenting a conservative estimate. I think roughly it's on line with the flu. 1 in 1,000, 2 in 1,000. Not 1 in 100, 2 in 100.
American deaths due to COVID-19 have exceeded 42,000 over this season. That compares to a typical flu season of 42,333 deaths averaged over the last 6 years, with the range running from 23,000 to 61,000 per CDC numbers. We say with the Apostle Paul, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 and 57. 28 states have ordered their government-funded schools to remain closed for the rest of the school year. EdWeek.org revealed that, quote, school closures due to the coronavirus have impacted at least 124,000 U.S. public and private schools and affected at least 55 million students, end quote. For all 55 million students, and especially for those families who want to follow Jesus and raise their children in the nurture of the Lord, TheWorldview.com is announcing a free Christian curriculum seminar available this week at Generations.org. It will be followed by our annual curriculum sale featuring 5th through 12th grade levels at up to 58% off this week only. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 21st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.